it's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
No sane person desires war. We as a nation are opposed to war.
But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
It's the same Communist Party, if you please, that ordered American boys have their hands wired behind their backs and their brains blown out with Communist machine guns. It's one and the same party, my good friend.
Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas. Black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers.
And the boys will be calling!
Just think how much you're going to be missing. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore. Because, gentlemen, this is my last press conference. That will be the great objective of this administration at the outset, to bring the American people together.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
It's just a jump to the left.
Under Clinton, the economy boomed. Deficits turned into surplus. And more than 22 million jobs were created. Along with the character flaws and the subpoenas came peace and prosperity.
I took a bunch of brainless people and converted them to mind-numbed robots.
With your hands on your hips.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb up buildings.
Simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us.
But it wouldn't be disappointing, would it, if there were no weapons there?
We know for a fact that there are weapons there.
And I will be glad to talk about it at the appropriate time. The appropriate time is when the investigation...
When it's appropriate, when it's inappropriate.
If you'll let me finish.
No, you're not finishing. You're not saying anything. You stood at that podium and said that Karl Rove was not involved. And now we find out that he spoke about Joseph Wilson's wife. So don't you owe the American public a fuller explanation? Was he involved or was he not? Because contrary to what you told the American people, he did indeed talk about his wife, didn't he?
David, there will be a time to talk about this, but now is not the time to talk about it.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.